Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I saw my first Christmas decorations in a store on the day before Halloween, heard my first Christmas carol in a store 3 weeks before Thanksgiving. I haven't sent out my cards yet or put up the tree, but none of this matters. It works out every year. Christmas is a wonderful season for me. Our area is blessed with a number of events and observances. Ferndale Rep is featuring a Christmas carol. It stars my longtime friend Charlie Beck as Ebenezer Scrooge. This Sunday is the lighting of the Ferndale Christmas tree, a tradition since 1934. That's this Sunday at 5:30 at the end of Main Street. There's a linguica and beans dinner over at Portuguese Hall at the same time. This Friday, Fortuna sponsors their electric lighted truck parade. Sunday the 14th is the Christmas lighted tractor parade in Ferndale. And on the second Saturday of every December is the KEKA Truckers Christmas Parade. It starts at 6 o'clock at Redwood Acres and is truly worth seeing. This year's event is a benefit for the Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods Teen Center. A donation this time of year is a perfect way to reflect the spirit of the season and honor the birth of Jesus. I seldom carry cash, but I make sure to have some now for the Salvation Army Bell Ringers. There are so many good charitable organizations like Food for People, Betty Chin, Arcata House, Changing Tides, Toys for Tots. You may have your favorite. The amount you give is not as important as the act of charity. I do like to support small businesses and shop local. People outside of our area love getting baskets of Humboldt products. We have places like Cypress Grove Cheese, Lolita Cheese, Henry's Olives, and more. Throw in some local wines from Robert Goodman, Dogwood, or Moonstone Crossing, or some local microbrews like a pack of Great Whites from the Lost Coast Brewing. Humboldt is blessed with lots of small manufacturers and artists as well. Do yourself a favor, check out the Holly-Oshy storefront in Arcata by the old Creamery building. They have a variety of small gifts with a wide range of prices. In Ferndale, everybody loves the mercantile with the old-timey products, but also check out Ferndale Music and Red Eye Laboratory down the street. Red Eye owners Sean and Maggie Griggs have a wonderful collection of original art and prints. Local landscapes and seascapes, surf images, even scenes of jellyfish and imaginary armored deep sea fish. The art's reasonable. Most of the images can also be found on their t-shirts as well. The perfect gift for that sullen teenage boy or hipster son-in-law. Not everyone enjoys the holiday season as much as I do. Some people struggle with grief or depression or even seasonal affective disorder. It's a good time of year to be kind to people. You do not know what other people are experiencing in their lives, and a little kindness goes a long way. I know some of you love to bark at minimum wage clerks when they wish you a happy holiday. Hopefully someone will show you a little kindness this holiday season. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.